Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Wednesday, January 23rd. About 200 people crowded into the Paonia Town Council chambers last night to hear council members and BLM representatives exchange views over the proposed leasing of gas parcels in the North Fork. KVNF's Marty Derlin has the story.
The last and perhaps the most contentious meeting of the BLM's road trip to Delta County this week, Tuesday night's encounter, laid bare the different worlds of concerned citizens and BLM staff. Paonia Mayor Neil Schwederman attempted to balance the passionate feelings of his constituents with polite attention to the BLM team, headed by State Director Helen Hankins. Council members had questions about air, water, traffic, and why the agency would conduct a lease sale when they had not yet completed a redraft of a 1989 resource management plan for the area. Hankins responded.
It provides only for the drilling of 10 wells per year, and that's for the entire Uncompahgre Basin. RMP. That's the threshold in the existing land use plan. You know, that's very different than what we see in Meeker or the SILT office or up in Cray, where we're dealing with probably hundreds of wells per year. What we've seen historically in this field office, two or three oil and gas wells per year over 800,000 acres. So that's why, for us, it's reasonable to consider operating under the existing plan, because that threshold of 10 wells per year is so low, and since 1989, we have never even approached 10 wells per year. And that's the whole office. That's not just the North Fork.
BLM representatives had meetings with town councils in Hotchkiss, Crawford, and Paonia, and also met with Delta County commissioners. The decision about which leases will be sold could come as late as 2 days before the auction in mid-February. The proposal involves 20,000 acres of land in the North Fork Valley. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
A bill to allow civil unions in Colorado gets its first hearing at the Capitol today. The measure's passage is certain, but a large crowd is still expected to testify before lawmakers. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Civil unions was one of the most divisive issues during last legislative session, failing on the final day after Republican House leaders blocked the bill from getting a vote. But Democrats now control both chambers, and Governor John Hickenlooper called for its passage during his State of the State address.
There are quite a few mountains we ought to climb together before this session ends in May. Some of us tried very hard, but it didn't get done last year. This year, let's do it. Let's pass civil unions.
Democrats say they want to move the bill through the legislature quickly. Several Republicans voted for the measure last year, and it has bipartisan support again. Opponents worry that civil unions are too similar to marriage and will erode the family structure of one man and one woman. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Delta County commissioners took a step back from a proposed ordinance curtailing Amendment 64 yesterday after a group of concerned business owners and marijuana activists complained. KVNF's Marty Derlin reports.
Six people spoke to commissioners at their regular meeting, asking them to rethink their effort to ban commercial marijuana establishments in Delta County. Comments ranged from a defense of marijuana as a valuable agricultural crop to a plea to at least drop part of the proposed ordinance that would designate soil and fertilizer as marijuana accessories. Scott C. Wilson, who ran unsuccessfully for a seat on the board last year.
By passing this ordinance, or attempting to pass this ordinance, you're just about outlawing agriculture in Delta County. A pair of trimming scissors. a baggie. Anything to do with the farming, cultivation, fertilization, anything to do with hemp. Farm equipment becomes suspect. Now, this is an outrage, and I don't want my tax dollars going to the Delta County Sheriff to enforce this kind of nonsense when Amendment 64 has been clearly approved by the Colorado voters.
Wilson and others asked the commissioners to consider a six-month moratorium on any new marijuana ordinance, pending a decision by the state on how to implement Amendment 64. Several in the group, including Kay Hanna, asked commissioners to form a bipartisan committee of stakeholders to work out a solution unique to the county.
An attitude of cooperation and open-mindedness on your part in this matter would be very helpful.
The commissioners asked staff to look at several aspects of the proposed ordinance that had drawn fire from constituents. They will take up the question again at their February 4th meeting. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
For nearly 3 years, the Gold Hill Development Company has been fighting to keep backcountry skiers out of a heavily used basin next to the Telluride Ski Resort. Then, last week, the company suddenly changed course, claiming the area is a new resort in the making. The Gold Hill Development Company's primary investors are Ron Curry and Tom Chapman, two developers whose specialty is in holdings within public lands. But their announcement that Upper Bear Creek is a new ski area doesn't make it so. From KOTO in Telluride, Stephen Barrett reports.
Norwood District Ranger Judy Schutze says she was as surprised as anyone when the company promoted the idea Friday with a full-page ad in the local newspaper, especially since she talked to the company's general partner, Ron Curry, just last month.
We do maintain a dialogue, but I haven't had any written proposals or suggestions or had any advance warning about any kind of developments, but we do stay in touch.
The Gold Hill Development Company owns roughly 30 acres of mining claims that span Bear Creek. It's considering using that property as a base for guided skiing. Curry says he discussed it with Forest Service officials in Delta. Corey Wong, a public service officer in the Delta office, described the conversation as brief. He says Curry simply presented them with a copy of Friday's ad. Wong says the Forest Service advised Curry to submit a written proposal to Schutze. Along with guided skiing, the company's ad envisions a warming hut on the land. Obtaining county permission for that would be difficult. The county's High Country Zone District expressly prohibits development for commercial use. County Planning Director Mike Rosiski says his office has had no official contact with Curry since April. Curry told KOTO News he just wants to resolve trespassing and liability issues. On the new website, the company asks people skiing Bear Creek to sign a waiver. But backcountry enthusiasts say that's unnecessary. Tor Anderson is president of the Telluride Mountain Club. He says signing a waiver might jeopardize public access rights based on historic use.
We wouldn't want to hurt the case for public prescriptive easement. Basically, if you sign his waiver, you're agreeing to the way he's trying to do business and eventually hold that property hostage.
Gold Hill Development Company was well aware its mining claims were used by hikers and skiers when it bought them in 2010. One of the investors, Tom Chapman, had been trying to sell them for the previous owner. That winter, the Telluride Ski and Golf Company had generated headlines with its plans for guided backcountry skiing. The Gold Hill Development Company then bought the mining claims and put an immediate stop to it. Anderson says it now appears the battle over Bear Creek has come full circle.
It is pretty ironic that Telski's intent of guided skiing and potential expansion into Bear Creek is what triggered most of this in terms of Chapman and Gold Hill Development Corp pulling their card and playing that. And now Gold Hill Development Corp is saying they're going to offer guided skiing. So it's pretty interesting what a 180 they've kind of pulled.
The Gold Hill Development Company paid nearly $250,000 for the mining claims. So far, it's yet to get any return on them. The company is still fighting a lawsuit against Telski and the San Miguel County Commissioners for vehicular access from the ski area. The company failed to close a Forest Service trail that traverses the property. San Miguel County presented Curry with evidence that the trail predates not only his mining claims, but San Miguel County and the Forest Service themselves. The Telluride Mountain Club takes the position that the trail remains open to the public year-round. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Stephen Barrett.
The city of Montrose reports that unusually cold temperatures are causing numerous frozen water lines throughout the city, forcing city crews to respond to areas that have not experienced problems in the past. The city is encouraging residents to be diligent about minimizing the possibility of freezing water lines by taking precautions, such as allowing interior faucets to trickle, and properly winterizing pipes and equipment in exposed areas. Additional freeze prevention information is at www.cityofmontrose.org. Residents can report frozen or broken water lines by calling the city's main phone line at 240-1400. And that concludes your daily newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Have a great hump day, and thanks so much for listening.